paediatrics. By the end of the 18th century, almost half the children born were dead by the age of 12 years. This was largely because of infectious diseases. Mortality was even greater in cities, where around a third of all children died by the age of 5 years. Things were better by the end of the 19th century. Obstetrics had improved, as had care of infants and children. Tight swaddling clothes had been replaced by looser clothing, and the use of laudanum to quiet an infant had been reduced. For such reasons, infant mortality fell. The rubber teat was patented in 1845, which allowed proper baby feeding without the breast. Special baby foods were now developed. The use of pap, a mixture of bread and milk, was in decline. The doctor who looked after children in the 19th century was a general practitioner, and, if requested, a physician or surgeon who normally cared for adults. Until 1852, when the Great Ormond Street Hospital for Sick Children opened, there was no hospital specifically for sick children in either Great Britain or the British Empire. Large voluntary hospitals like Worcester Infirmary rarely admitted children. When they were admitted, they were accommodated in adult wards and cared for by the same doctors who looked after adult patients. However, by 1849 there was a children's ward called Bonnock Ward at the Worcester Royal Infirmary, although there was no paediatrician employed until after 1947. By the first decade of the 20th century, there were a few doctors with a practice entirely devoted to the care of sick children. Some children were admitted to children's hospitals, but most by then were admitted to children's wards and general hospitals. After the Great War, 1914-18, there was a recognition that there was a need for specialisation throughout the whole field of paediatrics, so that today there are numerous areas of paediatric medicine, such as paediatric cardiology, paediatric nephrology, paediatric psychiatry. From the 1930s to the 1960s, paediatric wards were strictly regulated, with little visiting by patients. But since about 1960, much more relaxed discipline has led to almost unlimited parental visiting, with accommodation often provided for parents of sick children.